Religious liberty and gay rights, can they coexist? Hello and welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Pat Caddell, who's a pollster. He worked in the Jimmy Carter White House. He's also a Fox News contributor. He worked on a poll that was conducted a few years ago that actually relates directly to this issue, and it's very interesting in light of the recent Supreme Court decision related to the Colorado cake maker. Mr. Caddell, thank you so much for joining us. It's great to have you on the program.
My pleasure.
Okay, so 3 years ago, you were commissioned to conduct a poll dealing with religious liberty and gay rights. And tell us about that poll and what the results were.
Well, we did a battery of questions that we put on a national poll, and it had to do at that point with the crisis and, you know, the issue of religious liberty and some of the issues that have come up, like, in fact, directly the Baker case in Colorado and the clash of these values. What we found overwhelmingly was that people wanted reasonable, basically common sense policies on this. They did not favor outright blatant discrimination. Yet at the same time, they wanted overwhelmingly to preserve the right of individuals to exercise their religious convictions in the marketplace.
Yeah,
as it related, the examples that we studied were people opposed the idea that you could just blatantly discriminate against gay people if you're in the marketplace selling things. However, something like a wedding cake, special things like this, violated conscience. People were willing, and strongly so, to have that supported. And the Supreme Court took a major step in that way, I thought. This thing had gotten, I believe personally, so out of control in Colorado and other places with this notion that, that there are no other rights on the far left except gay rights. And everything is subordinate to that. That is not the attitude in America, nor should it be, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So I think the court's decision, and it laid out clearly what the problem is, which is what we explored in the poll. And I can say this, the American people have a very strong conviction on this, that that we can accommodate the interest of every group with the rights of people to maintain in special circumstances, that they not be required to violate their religious beliefs.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, for example, if it were the other way around, there is an organization, for example, called the Restored Hope Network. And this is a coalition of ex-gay ministries, okay, who, through the power of Christ, have found, you know, redemption and so forth, and they're out of the lifestyles, ex-gays and ex-lesbians. Okay, so suppose they were having a ceremony, and then they went to a gay baker, and they said, okay, we demand that you bake a cake to honor the graduation of our, you know, people who've gone through our program, and, you know, it'll celebrate this. Oh, well, I can't agree with that. Oh, no, you must do it. You know, we're going to take you to court if you don't do it. I mean, it's like that almost, you know. It just,
that's why I said
oppressive.
Americans have but the one thing people believe is that we need to have common sense on this. There are various, obviously, conflicting issues.
Yeah.
But that the right to freedom, religious freedom particularly, must be preserved, and that has not been the opinion of of some groups and people, as we saw in Colorado. This baker had sold this gay couple products before,
mm-hmm.
but felt conflicted with being asked to design a wedding cake for a ceremony that violates his conscience.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is the kind of common sense solution. You know, as I said, you cannot oppress people because you've decided your rights trump theirs.
All right. Now, here's a quote from you from that study this is from 2015, but the study is like, mm-hmm. you know, it's totally relevant to today's headlines. Okay, mm-hmm. this is a quote directly from you, and I'm going to ask you to unpack it. when asked whether it should be up to the federal government to determine what constitutes legitimate religious beliefs, only 11% agreed and a massive 79% disagreed. Indeed, even two-thirds of those on the left of the segmentation disagreed. Okay, what does this mean, constituting legitimate religious beliefs? Explain that. Unpack that.
The American people, overwhelmingly, as you can see in that survey, that result, including, as we said, many people who were on the more liberal side of this question, don't want the government in the business of deciding what is a legitimate religious belief. This speaks directly to Americans' fundamental belief that the government is not in the business of deciding what is a proper religion or the proper religion or religious beliefs. This is for every individual and their, you know, to decide in their conscience and in their church or in their own lives. And that seems to be an instinctual. The important thing about it is the reaction was so overwhelming, I think you have to equate it with an instinctual response to the question that, you know, you keep the government is not in the business saying which of my religious beliefs they think are acceptable, because that's a political issue. And it violates, I think most people, as you see by that, felt they didn't need a lot of information on it or a lot of argument.
Yeah, and then here's another one. Again, this is the same poll that we're dealing with. But theoretically, suppose you had to choose between the rights of a gay couple and a Christian photographer who objects to photographing a gay wedding. How did the American people vote in that case? In your poll, you found it was 82% in favor of the photographer's right to decline the business of the gay couple. Wow, that's amazing.
Yes. Well, again, it is... This is something where someone is being asked to use their artistic ability to be involved in a ceremony or a religious, an event that they believe is violates their conscience about marriage and about again, overwhelmingly people, are willing, the voters of the American people at large are willing to say, this is common sense. It's not like, you know, photographers saying, I have pictures here that I'm selling, but I won't sell to you because you're gay. I don't think they would support that. Mm-hmm. But in this instance, they clearly felt overwhelmingly, and I must say I was stunned at how high the number was when we found it. But again, I think it speaks to the great aggregate judgment of the American people, which is and which is to find the right path that both preserves everyone's interest, in the matter.
Well, as a matter of fact, you said in this poll, 71% of Americans want the nation to produce, quote unquote, this is your quote from you, a common sense solution that both protects religious freedom and gay and lesbian couples from discrimination, end of quote. So let me ask you a question. You do a lot of polls. Yep. This is kind of your bread and butter to some degree, right? Do you find
I don't do it as much anymore. But
oh, okay. But you've done many through the years.
Yes, over the years. I've done thousands.
Yeah, okay. And do you normally find numbers this high in polls?
No, not usually. Not usually. I mean, this is unusual. This is not as divisive an issue as the media and political communities would try to say.
Yeah.
This is, once again, a distortion, I believe, what they're doing with what is clearly, I think, the entirely logical, consistent American public, trying to resolve thorny issues in a way that is both fair and respectful.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, quick comment about the way some of the news media have handled the Supreme Court decision from, you know, what was it, Monday, June 4th?
Yes. Well, my reaction to it was they were all up in arms and a lot of the cable media on the left, whatever, they were you know, all up in arms and stuff until they discovered that the boat was 7-2. Then they had to scramble back to minimize the decision. I thought we should pay more attention to their reaction because initially they were hysterical when it came down. It wasn't until later that they realized this was a 7-2 boat, and several liberal judges had weighed in on this. And it was highly critical of the Civil Rights Commission. Didn't get to the fundamental basic issue, because it wasn't that. They felt that the Bakers' civil rights, religious rights and civil rights, had been violated by the Civil Rights Commission that was supposed to, you know, deal with this. But it should have raised more issues about, I mean, they really scorched in the decision, Kennedy's decision, scorched the bias and the hostility of the Civil Rights Commission, which was obviously set up to be only not a Civil Rights Commission, but a Special Rights Commission. And I'm sure the vast majority of Americans, as our poll would indicate, would agree with what the court did.
I think you're right. Here again, there's another quote from your poll a few years ago. More than two-thirds, that is 68% of Americans, disagreed that the federal and state government should be able to require by law a private citizen to provide a service or their property for an event that is contrary to their religious beliefs. Only 18% agreed. Indeed, 51% strongly disagreed with this. That's, again, these are very high numbers showing that if it's
very
religious. Go ahead.
No, well, I just think that there's a consistent large majority, huge majority of Americans who seem to adhere to what I think all Americans believe they do, which is tolerance on one hand and freedom on the other. And they don't think they're unreconcilable. Mm-hmm. They believe they can live in some balance. And that, again, I think speaks to the innate wisdom of the American people.
Okay. Anything else you want to add to this, this whole issue?
No, I think it's important. I think we're now, you know, it's taken several years for this court, this decision to get to the court. There will be other decisions, but this will certainly help turn the tide, I believe, on the idea that, you know, we are going to have a special rights police force out there demanding that Americans surrender their freedoms and their religious freedom to the views of this special rights police.
Mm-hmm. All right, and here's my last question. I'm going to, again, quote you from your study on this issue. When asked which was more important, by a 4-to-1 ratio, voters said protecting religious liberty, 31%, over protecting gay and lesbian rights, 8%, said Cadell. And unpack that for us, and we'll close on this.
Well, it was not a huge majority. The majority were they wanted both. You know, but if you forced a decision on this to an absolute choice, that, you know, those who chose were overwhelmingly on the side of religious freedom. But you cannot ignore the majority who basically said we should be able to have both. They were very uncomfortable being put into that choice. But on the one hand, it does speak to the tolerance and also, but it does speak to the fact that religious freedom is the most fundamental of rights. This country exists for the reason. We have never had religious wars in this country, really. I think along with the right to freedom of speech and other, even more, the right of religious freedom is bedrock in the American character and American history.
All right. Excellent point. And with that, we'll end. Thank you so much, Pat Cadell, for being with us.
My pleasure.
Okay, you
My
too.
Pleasure.
All right. Bye-bye.